Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord God Almighty, we thank you and praise you and worship you this morning.
全能的阿爸父，我们今早能够来到主的面前，来感谢您，来赞美您，也来敬拜您。
We bless you for the good news of salvation, all its doctrine, insights, promises, and pleadings.
主，我们为着救恩这个好消息来感谢您，为着当中你所赐下的这些教导、这些见解、这些应许，我们来向主献上感恩。
Your word teaches us from cover to cover that salvation is not a reward for good works, but rather eternal life is granted to sinners like us by your grace through faith in Christ alone.
主，你的话语自始至终都教导我们，救恩不是因着行善而得到的奖赏。像我们这样的一个罪人能够得到永生的盼望，都是通过主自己的恩典，单单的借着信靠主基督而成就的。
Lord, we do pray that you would open our minds and hearts to receive your word.
主，我们现在在你面前恳求主打开我们的心思和意念，来接受主自己的话语。
May you be exalted and we all be humbled.
愿主你崇高，我们在你面前俯伏崇拜。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Well.Ni hao ma. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开马太福音第九章。
And I'll be preaching from this particular passage, from verse 35 to verse 38.
我今天要来分享的是在第九章的35到38节。
And the message title is A Response to the Harvest.
这个信息的这个主题呢，就是怎么样的来分享这个福音。
Today, as I share from God's Word, I'm also going to share three mission stories.
今天早上我想要分享的是三个我的这个宣教的一个故事。
And I will show you three pictures of myself on missions.
也会跟大家来分享三张我在宣教时的一个照片。
Now, I must warn you, it's in my younger days.
让大家知道那是我还年轻的时候。
So I had a lot more hair.
我那个时候还有很多的头发。
And I was not as filled as I am not today.
今天还是很好。
The other thing I'm going to share is three perspectives to challenge us in response to the harvest.
当中也有三个观点来挑战我们对于收割庄稼的一个回应。
Before I get to the mission story, let's read the passage and Daniel to go ahead and read the passage for us.
在我分享这个信息之前，让我在这边来跟大家来攻读这个马太福音第九章35到38节。第35节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿主来赐福他自己的话语。
Here's the first mission story.
以下是我第一个宣教的故事。
When I was in college, I had a desire to serve the Lord on a short-term missions overseas.
当我在念大学的时候，我有一个希望能够透过海外宣教的方式来侍奉主的那个渴望。
And during my junior year of college, I spent the summer with 50 other college students in the country of Japan, particularly focused on college students.
在大三的暑假那一年，我和其他大概50位左右的学生去了日本，特别是针对那些大学生做福音的工作。
So it was college students reaching college students.
也就是大学生传福音给大学生。
The plan was to go on the campus to make friends and hopes to share the gospel.
我们的计划就是我们进入到校园当中，希望能够透过交朋友的方式来分享福音。
As my team met with the students, we became friends, and many were interested in the gospel despite no religious background at all.
当我们的团队遇到了这些大学生之后，我们能够很快的就跟他们打成一片。那很多人呢，也对这个福音感到兴趣，即使他们完全没有信仰的背景。
Yet it took many, many conversations, much time and effort to tell him about God, to tell him about sin, to tell him about Jesus Christ through Scripture.
当时我们确实花费了很多的时间，很多的精神，透过这本圣经来跟他们分享这位神，分享他们的罪，分享耶稣基督。
As I look back, it seemed like the harvest was plentiful, but yet the labor was very, very challenging.
现在回想起来，确实要收的庄稼多，但做工的人少。
As we look in Scripture, Jesus talks about the harvest.
当我们刚看到刚刚的这个经文，我们知道耶稣在谈论庄稼的一个收割。
He did say the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
他对门徒说要收的庄稼多。但是做工的人少。
Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他们的庄稼。
So let's consider three questions to ask ourselves in response to the harvest.
所以透过这段经文，让我们能够问问我们自己三个问题来回应这一个收割庄稼的比喻。
The first question is, do we have compassion for the harvest?
第一个问题，我们对于收割庄稼是否有一颗怜悯的心？
And I hope you have compassion on the picture I took.
希望你们对这个照片也有怜悯的心。
These are college students that I was reaching out in Japan.
这些学生呢，就是我在日本的时候接触到的一些学生。
And just to let you know, the one on the left actually became a Christian after I left from the summer.
其中有一个就之后成为了这个基督徒。
The question we have to ask ourselves in light of Scripture is, do we have compassion for the harvest?
这个问题就是我们对于这个收割庄稼是否有这样的一个怜悯的心。
Now, if we look in Scripture and we notice how Jesus looked at people around him,
我们看从这个经文里面，我们看到这一个有很多的人围绕在耶稣的周遭。
In the passage, it indicated that Jesus had traveled to cities, he traveled to villages as he proclaimed the gospel.
在经文当中很清楚的指出，这个耶稣他是走遍各城各乡来宣讲天国的福音。
So he saw many people on the outside, but he also saw them as they really were.
耶稣他不但看到了许许多多的人，但是他也看到了这些人他内心真实的一个景况。
He looked beyond their appearance, and he looked inside because he saw the pain and misery within them.
耶稣他所看见的不单单只是一个表象，他看到的是那一些人心中充满的痛苦。
So how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢?
Notice in verse 36, it says they were harassed and helpless.
我们注意到第36节有两个描述的词，一个是骚扰和无助，中文的和合本把它翻成困苦流离。
Let's consider those two words, harass and helpless.
让我们想一想这两个词，骚扰、无助。
When we think of the word harass, we think of somebody being disturbed or troubled by someone else.
当我们讲到骚扰这个词的时候，我们可能会想到这些人，他们可能被某一些人找了麻烦。
In other words, they were pushed around. They were actually taken advantage of.
换句话说，他们可能是被欺负了或被占了便宜了。
Now, regarding the word helpless, we think of defenseless.
当我们讲到无助这一个词的时候，我们可能会联想到这些人他无力的抵抗。
They couldn't fight or they couldn't defend themselves.
他们无力为自己来征战，也无力为自己来辩护。
So we have to ask this question, who was doing this to them?
So 我在这边要问一个问题，是谁在欺压他们呢？
The answer is the religious leaders.
答案就是这些宗教领袖们。
So how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢?
Jesus referred to the lost people as being sheep without a shepherd.
因为耶稣他说，他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
The word shepherd is actually an indictment to the religious leaders.
我想这个是对那些犹太领袖一个非常非常微妙的一个控诉。
Because the religious leaders should have been shepherding the people.
因为这些犹太领袖们，他们应该是要一直来牧养这些人的。
That is caring for them, pointing them to Jesus.
应该是要照顾他们的，应该要把他们带到神的面前的。
But instead, the Jewish religious leaders were self-righteous, and they were self-seeking, and so they looked down upon the common people as sinners.
但是相反的，我们看到这些犹太的宗教领袖，他们自以为意，他们自私自利，他们看不起这些普通的老百姓，认为他们都是罪人。
They were fleecing the flock and not having compassion upon them.
他们在当中去掠夺这些羊群，而不是用一个怜悯的心来牧养他们。
The religious leader burdened the people with religious acts for them to do time and time again.
这些宗教的领袖将那些难担的担子压在这些人民的身上。
The religious leaders or those at the temple charge more for the sacrificial animals.
这些宗教领袖在圣殿当中以高价销售那些祭物，而从当中中饱私囊。
So this is how the people were harassed. This is how the people were helpless.
人们在当中困苦流离。
So in response,Do we have the perspective that Jesus has?
因此作为回应，我们是否有一个收割庄稼的观点？
When Jesus looked out upon them, he saw that they were helpless and harassed, but he had compassion upon them.
我们看到，我们有没有看到耶稣他在当中看到的这些人是如此的无助？
So do we see people like Jesus does?
我们有没有从耶稣的观点看到这些人的无助？
Do we see people helpless without Jesus?
我们有没有看到这些人，他们没有耶稣的时候是何等的可怜？
Do we see how this world in its ways cause stress upon many people?
我们看到这个世界正以他的方式来压榨这些人们。
Do we see how the enemy has blinded the minds of unbelievers?
我们是否有看到仇敌弄瞎了这些不信者人的心眼？
Do we see even how religion have blinded people?
我们甚至看到了这些宗教当中的这些律法的行为是如何的束缚当中的人民。
Verse 36, it says, When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion upon them.
第36节说，当耶稣看到了许多的人，他就怜悯他们。
Now the word compassion is a very strong word. It means pity in the original language.
Compassion 这个词在希腊语当中的形容词，形容怜悯的时候，是一个最强烈的一个字眼。
It describes compassion, which moves a person or moves a man to the deepest depth of his being.
他所要表达的是一个人生命当中最深切的那一种情感。
It's interesting that the word compassion is found only here.
实际上呢，这一个怜悯这一个字呢，只有在此处。用到
and it describes how Jesus looked at people.
他用这个词的形容，就是形容耶稣看到了这一群无助的人的那种心情。
The compassion is found here as he looked at people who were helpless.
就是当耶稣看到了这些人，他所产生出来的，耶稣产生出来的一种心情。
Brothers and sisters, do we have compassion upon the harvest?
在座的弟兄姐妹。我们对这一些尚未收割的庄稼有怜悯的心吗？
Do we realize or do we recognize that people are lost without Jesus?
我们是否有意识到这些失落的这些人，他们需要主耶稣？
Do we have compassion upon those who do not know Jesus?
我们对那些还不认识耶稣的人，我们是否有这样的一个怜悯的心？
Maybe we have to back up a step.
也许我们有。
Friends, have you ever personally recognized that you are lost without Jesus?
在座的慕道的朋友们，你们是否也有意识到你们找不到人生的方向，是因为你还不认识耶稣？
Have you ever came to the conclusion that you are a sinner in need of a Savior?
你是否有意识到你是一个罪人，并且你需要一位救主？
Jesus has compassion upon you.
耶稣有怜悯。在你的身上
you can trust him now to be your shepherd, to be your savior.
你现在就可以信靠他，让他成为你的牧人，你的救主。
As I mentioned, I have 3 points here.
就像我刚刚说的，我有三个观点。
The second point I want to give to you is, are we gathering the harvest?
第二个观点就是我们在收割庄稼吗？
Now Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
耶稣说要收的庄稼多，但做工的人少。
When we talk about few, it means that there was a shortage.
当我们讲到少的意思就是有短缺。
You need more people to help out with the harvest.
我们需要更多的工人来帮忙收割。
Not just any people, but people who love the Lord and love people.
但不是所有的人谁都可以，只有那一些愿意爱主、愿意爱人的人。
Those who shared the same compassion like Christ.
那些像基督一样，他拥有怜悯之心的人。
But not only do they need to be believers, but they need to be laborers or workers.
他不能够单单只是成为一个信徒，他还是要成为一个工人。
You see, when you go on missions, it's going to take a lot of work.
我们有注意到，当你进入到宣教工厂的时候，就有许许多多的工作等着你。
You will labor or you will work hard.
你将要付出许多的劳力。
Missions require much effort.
宣教的工作是要付出许多努力的。
Think about how much effort it takes to translate the Bible into a different language.
我们想一想，要将一本圣经翻译成一个特定的语言，需要花多少的努力。
Think about how much energy it takes to communicate the gospel to people in a different language.
我们就想一想，要向那些完全没有听过耶稣的人去传福音，要花费多少的精力。
Think about how much time it takes for disciples to be won and churches to be planted.
我们再想一想，一个门徒要得胜，并且要建立教会，要付上多少的代价。
Are we willing to labor? Are we willing to work for the harvest?
我们愿意为收割这个庄稼而付上这些劳苦的代价吗？
Notice Jesus said that we should pray for those to be sent out for the harvest.
注意到耶稣说我们应该要为那些被差派出去收割的人来祷告。
So not only do people need to love the Lord, but be willing to labor for the harvest, but also be willing to leave.
所以我们看到我们不仅仅要爱主，我们愿意为主来劳苦，我们更愿意要为主走出去。
For those going on mission, you must be willing to leave the comforts of home to go.
对于那些宣教的人，你必须愿意踏出那一步，去到神所指示你的地方去。
To go where the Lord directs you.
去到神所指示你的地方去。
And so we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to gather the harvest?
所以我们是那一些愿意去收割庄稼的人吗？
Love is required.
爱心是必须的。
Labor is necessary.
劳苦也是必要的。
And even leaving, that is to go out, is also included.
甚至走出去也是一个必要的条件之一。
Now the picture that was just shown was about a trip that I took to Asia.
那张照片所要照片有这张照片是在亚洲的时候去宣教的一张照片。
Like I said, it's many years ago.
像我说的，这是很多很多年以前了。
My team had traveled by plane, by train and bus to get to a very remote area in the desert.
我们的团队呢，必须要搭乘飞机，要搭乘火车，甚至搭乘公共汽车，要前往一个偏远的一个沙漠地区。
For the particular summer, our mission was to spend time to study, to learn the language,and to seek out and reach and disciple students.
在那个特别的一个夏天，我们的任务就是要第一个要花时间学习当地的一个语言，并且要积极的寻求传福音的机会。
So during the morning times, we had language studies, and in the afternoon, we tried to meet with students.
所以上午呢，我们要花时间学习当地的语言，下午呢，我们还要冒险的出去和那些学生们来交谈。
So during that particular summer, I was able to identify two students that are pictured there.
在那个特别的夏天呢，我有机会针对两个年轻人来进行门徒训练。
Now, in that particular area, there was a lot of persecution.
在那个特别的一个地区呢，有许多的迫害。
And because of the danger, we just couldn't meet and discuss about the Bible out in the open, so we had to go inside.
就是因为有这些迫害的危险，所以呢，我们不得不在不得不在这个私人的这个房间里面碰面。
So we had to secure a private room, and when we talked, we had to talk very quietly.
我们必须要在房间里面，并且要很小声的来交谈。
During the time, I was able to teach them scriptures, scriptures that I memorized, and I would pray with them.
在那段时间里面呢，我去分享那些我在之前背诵的一些经文，并且和他们一起祷告。
Thinking back, it was a lot of labor to prepare for that particular missions trip.
现在回想起来，为这样的一个宣教旅程来做足准备是非常辛苦的。
First of all, it was a long distance to travel where I lived to that particular point in Asia.
首先从我居住的地方到亚洲就是一个非常长途跋涉的一个旅行。
Second of all, it took a considerable amount of time to study and prepare scripture.
并且要准备好这些经文。
And third of all, it took the love of Christ to share and spend time with these two students.
也要花很多的时间去准备和这些学生们来分享。
In missions, you do need the love of Christ. And you need to put forth the labor and even leave familiar places to go and share others the gospel.
在宣教的过程当中，你绝对需要耶稣基督的爱，以至于你愿意能够 付出努力，从一个你所熟悉的地方离开到一个陌生的国度去。
And so we have to ask ourselves, are we the people to gather and to go out for the harvest?
所以我们要问一问，我们是不是愿意去成为那个收割庄稼的人
？And even if we don't go, are we willing to send others to go？
就算我们自己没有办法去，我们是不是愿意差派一个团队出去
？Send others to go to leave and to reach the lost，
让他们能够离开，能够去去接触到这些福音的朋友。
Are we the people to gather the harvest？
我们是那一个我们愿意去收割的那些工人吗
？Here's my third point. Are we the people to pray for the harvest work?
我的第三个观点就是，我们有为收割庄稼来祷告吗
？Are we praying for the harvest? Are we praying that the Lord would raise up people to take the gospels to the ends of the earth?
我们有没有为收割庄稼的这个工作来迫切的祷告？我们是否有祈求主能够兴起工人把福音传到地极
Now, verse 38, in the words of Jesus, Jesus tells us to pray.
在第38节，主命令我们要祷告，要恳切的祷告。
It is a command for us to pray.
这是神给我们的一个命令。
And not only to pray, but pray earnestly.
不但要祷告，而且要迫切、恳切的祷告。
Now, some of us may not be available to go on missions, but everybody can pray and pray earnestly.
我想在我们当中，不是所有的人都能够有这样的一个时间，能够去参与宣教。但是我们每一个人都可以参与为宣教来祷告。
You may ask, well, why pray?
你有可能会问，为什么我们需要祷告呢？
We need to realize that the harvest work is God's work.
因为我们要了解到这个庄稼能够被收入是神的工作。
God must till the soil of the harvest or prepare the hearts.
神必须在人的心田里面心田的土壤来工作。
God must water the seed or the word that is planted.
神他也必须他亲自的来浇灌那些所种下的福音的种子。
God must shed his grace upon the lost heart or there will never be a harvest.
神必须将他的恩典去倾倒在那些迷失人的心田当中。
When we think about it, to be born again is a miracle.
我们有没有看到重生它本身就是一个神迹
？It is an awesome work of God in the human heart.
这是神在人心里面所做的非常奇妙的工作。
And only the Lord God Almighty can do such a work, and that's why we need to pray. We need to depend on Him. We need to seek Him.
这就是只有神可以做到，就是为什么我们要在主的面前要恒切的为这些事情来祷告，来求告庄稼的主。
Notice what Jesus said in terms of what to pray for.
我们注意到耶稣告诉他们我们要怎么样祷告。
We should call upon the Lord of harvest, which is God, to send forth laborers in the harvest.
他说，主耶稣说，你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So this is a command for us to follow.
这就是主给我们的一个祷告的命令。
And we're not just to pray for supported missionaries, but to pray for even more missionaries to go to the ends of the earth.
我们不单单只是应该为着我们所支持的这些宣教士来祷告，我们应该更迫切地祈求主能够兴起更多的宣教士出去将福音传到地极。
The goal is to reach people who have yet to hear about the gospel.
这个目标呢，就是去传福音给那些还没有听到福音的人。
We are to go to people who have yet to have a Bible in their hands.
我们要去帮助那些还没有自己语言圣经的那些族群。
We are to go to people who have yet to have a church in their area.
我们要去进入到那一些地区是还没有教会被建立的那些地区。
If we think about it, there are billions of people all around the world.
如果我们这样想，我们知道这世界上有数十亿的人。
And if we're thinking about reaching all those people for Christ and planting churches, it's going to take a steady stream of people praying, people making disciples, and people planting churches.
所以在为主做传福音还有建立教会的过程当中，我们需要有源源不断的这些人能够来参与祷告，能够来培育门徒，并且来建立教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we need to pray.
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么我们需要收割庄稼来的这个工作来祷告。
We need to pray for harvest work.
我们要为这个收割庄稼来祷告。
We need to pray for our missionaries.
我们需要为我们的宣教士来祷告。
We need to pray for more help to go out in the missions field.
我们也需要求主能够打发更多的工人去收割庄稼。
As I mentioned, I have three mission stories.
像我刚刚说的，我曾经有三次的这个宣教的故事。
This is my last mission story here.
这是我最后的一个宣教故事。
Years ago, I went on a short-term summer missions project to the country of the Philippines.
几年前，我去菲律宾参与了一个短期的暑期宣教活动。
The project's hope was to send basketball teams to the Philippines in hopes of sharing the gospel.
我们希望透过这样的一个宣教的活动，我们希望能够派遣一支篮球队到菲律宾去宣传，去传讲福音。
Think about it. Play basketball and share the gospel.
大家想一想，这一个打篮球跟分享福音。
That's a project for me.
这是我当时的一个工作。
So anyway, the plan was when we would play basketball, when we would take a break, that we would share about Jesus. We'd share the gospel.
所以当时的计划呢，就是我们虽然是去打篮球。但是在休息的这个期间呢，我们可以分享福音。
So you're probably wondering what was it like to go out there and play basketball? What was the crowd like?
所以我们就是要去透过打篮球来分享。
So we would go in the neighborhoods and we would play the locals in the neighborhood.
所以我们到了当地就和当地的这些球队一起来打。
We would go to the nearest outside court and if they didn't have a court, they would make a court.
有时候他们没有那个篮球场也设立的一个篮球场。
And then all of a sudden you would see the whole neighborhood come out.
突然你就会发现在这个附近的这些人们就会开始聚集。
So the average crowd would be 300 to 400 people that would crowd around the basketball court.
大概呢就有300-400的人呢会围绕着这个篮球场。
Every single game,Hundreds of people came out to see us play basketball.
每一场球赛呢，都有几百的人来观赏。
And I was always curious because I said, I'm not that good in basketball, but they came out to see me.
我总是很好奇，因为我们打得不是很好，但是他们都会聚集。
But more importantly, it was about sharing the gospel.
但最重要的就是在当中我们能够有分享福音的机会。
So when we took a break, we took time to share the gospel, to share about Jesus Christ to them.
所以每一次有到中场休息的这个时间，我们就抓住那个机会和他们来分享福音。
Now it's interesting, because of security reasons, eventually we had that same basketball teams that we had to move them to another country.
因为出于安全的一个顾虑，当时我们的这个球队就被迫的离开菲律宾。
My particular team landed in Hong Kong, and again, our objective was to play basketball and to share the gospel.
后来我们的这个团队就来到了香港，也在香港来打球传福音。
And eventually, as we went to play in Hong Kong, there was another country called Macau, and that's where we also play.
我们不单单在香港，我们也到了澳门去那边打篮球。
And at the time, they asked us to play against the national team of Macau.
在澳门的时候，我们甚至和他们的国家队有一样的一个比赛。
Just like when we played in the Philippines, the same thing happened in Hong Kong and other parts of Asia.
就像我们在菲律宾打球一样，同样的事情呢，我们也在香港、在澳门来做。
We would play, a crowd would come to watch us play.
每当我们打球的时候，这些群众就会聚集。
And then we took the time to share the gospel.
我们就会花时间和他们来分享福音。
People were open and hearing more about Christ, hearing more about God's word.
这些人民他们愿意敞开来接受。
The harvest is plentiful.
这个庄稼已经熟了。
And the workers are few.
但是工人很少。
It's still till this day that when I think about those countries, the harvest is still plentiful and the workers are few.
当我们想到这些事情的时候，我们知道要收割的庄稼仍然很多，但是做工的人却是寥寥无几。
Brothers and sisters, as we consider the needs of the world around us,
我们看到了这些整个世界，在我们周遭的这个世界。
In response to Jesus's words,
要回应耶稣基督的这个命令。
Do we have the compassion for the harvest?
我们有这样的一个怜悯的心，为着这些还没有收割的庄稼吗？
Are we gathering the harvest, laboring for the harvest?
我们在当中有收割庄稼吗？
Do we take time to pray for the Lord to send out even more laborers for the harvest?
我们有迫切的为着收割庄稼祷告，并且恳求庄稼的主能够差派他的工人出去吗？
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
要收的庄稼多，但做工的人少。
Therefore, pray earnestly that the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers into His harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord God Almighty, Father, we humbly come before you.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们再一次的能够谦卑来到主的面前。
It is your desire to see others.To be one to you.
主你自己的心意上，我们来到你的面前。
Father, we pray that you would send more people, more missionaries to the harvest.
主我们恳求主，你能够差派更多的这些工人能够出去来收庄稼。
There are many people that still yet to be reached.
许多的人他们能够被被福音能够来接触到。
There's many cities and villages that have yet to have a church.
有许许多多的地方都还没有教会。
We pray, Father, for disciples to be won and churches to be planted.
我们恳求主你自己能够在当中能够建立更多的教会。
Father, we know it's going to take a lot of labor and effort to reach all the billions of people in the world.
我们知道这要花费许许多多的劳力能够来向这么多的这些人能够来传福音。
And that's why we need to call upon you. We need to depend upon you and trust you.
这就是为什么我们要来到你的面前，我们要全然的投靠你，来信靠你。
Father, help us to be faithful to pray for our missionaries.
主让我们能够更加的有这样的一个信实的在主的面前，为着这些宣教士来祷告。
We pray for them that they would go out and make disciples.
我们为他们来祷告，让他们出去能够为主来装备更多的门徒。
And not only do we pray for our missionaries, but we pray for even more missionaries to be sent out to all parts of the world.
我们不单单的为着我们所支持的这些宣教士来祷告，主啊，我们同时也是求主能够差派更多的宣教士到地极。
It is for your glory and honor.
都是为了主你自己的荣耀。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督得胜的名祈求。阿
们。
谢谢潘牧师的分享，让我们以这首诗歌来作为今天信息的回应。
传我声音